much as you probably want me to have done, but I haven't finished with the golden rule yet. There is something that the mystics called a regula. It was, simply put, a rule of life, and we all have them. It's a belief through which everything is passed, whether we realise it or not, good or not. They're similar to inner vows, and you know what they are. Determinations, silent decisions, tight lips, folded arms on the inside. I'll never trust anyone again. If this is yours, you surely won't. Trust, that is. And it will include God. Got to break that. Similarly, no one's ever going to get that close to me again. With this one in force, you will find close relationships impossible because you set limits on what you will or won't allow to happen in your life. Anything with I'll never attached to it. Again, God will be excluded too, so you wonder why you can't seem to get close to him or anyone else and why relationships constantly break down. These things are powerful and go right across everything in our lives. For instance, to be a bit more on the positive side, if your rule of life was Matthew 6:33, I will seek first and only the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you could expect what follows. Everything will be added to you. So, how about it, beloved? I know I've hit some of you right where you live with this one. Get before the Lord and ask him what rule of life predominates for you. If it's negative, just ask him for another one. Or you could try this one. No matter what anyone does to me, I will never seek anything but their highest good. That could fulfill the law and the prophets. To others in everything, do as you would be done by.